time to talk sport with Francis Leach. Francis, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Let's talk tennis. Let's talk Wimbledon. Boy, Leighton Hewitt left it all out there, didn't he, as he said goodbye to Wimbledon in a five-set classic. They couldn't have asked for a better exit for this fellow.
As only Leighton could, he loves the five-setter. An emotional farewell after losing to Finland's Jarkko Niemimäki, the 91st-ranked player in the world, also in his final Wimbledon. It was his 17th visit to the All England Club, and Leighton gave them a classic, losing 11-9 in the fifth in 4 hours. A full scoreline, 3-6, 6-3, 4-6, 6-love. A typical Hewitt to drop the fourth set to love and then fight back 11-9. He lost in the fifth. His ranking has slipped to 118 and in the world as a result of his poor form coming into Wimbledon. 6 defeats in his 7 matches so far this year suggested he really is limping to the line, but he gave everything last night in what was a memorable farewell as he lingered on the court to say goodbye. It was the 44th fifth set match of his Grand Slam career, which suggests, in my reckoning, he's probably the player who's played more five-setters at Grand Slams than anyone else. But he's on the way out after what was a memorable night. For Nick Kyrgios, he got through, reminded everyone of his destructive capability, defeating Diego Schwartzman of Argentina in straight sets. It was a powerful performance, 6-love, 6-2, 7-6, 8-6 in the tiebreaker, but also one that featured his other side, which was a set two with the chair umpire, where he basically suggested for a moment that he was going to go on strike. He has a reputation building that he can be combustible on court, and it was on display again last night.
Ben Atomic and Sam Stosur got through. Sorry, can I just interrupt before we talk tennis again? What was the argument about? I couldn't quite make sense of it. Went on and on.
No, no one can, Fran. I think it was an internal dialogue, in a sense that it was turned on the umpire, which has happened in the past with him. So he does tend to get pretty riled up, and he demands, you know, excellence from himself, and it tends to be expressed at others, and that's not the best way for him to go about things. It's a habit he needs to break.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, back to the tennis. Sam Stosur?
Yeah, there's a few other results. Bernard Tomic and Sam Stosur through. Tomic got through in five sets. Stosur defeated Danko Kovinovic of Montenegro 6-4, 6-4. Matt Ebden also, sort of one that slipped through that we didn't talk about yesterday, 6-2, 6-1, 6-4, so he got through as well. Kokkinakis and Marinko Matasevic weren't so successful. They lost. And in other results, Djokovic got through in three. Stan Wawrinka, Kei Nishikori also got through. Milos Raonic, Marin Cilic, all the top 10 seeds there, they get through. Serena Williams got through. Venus Williams in great form, won her match to love. So that was great to see. And Sharapova all through in straight sets as well.
Okay, let's talk football in the NRL. The Dogs were barking at Belmore last night. They blew away the Storm.
Yeah, 20-4 was a big win, and it was big David Clemmer who drove them forward. He was some sight last night, charging up and down the paddock. He had the crowd in raptures as he barreled his way up and down the grounds, running 206 metres from 18 runs, made 4 tackle busts and 21 tackles. They were 16-0 up at halftime, the Dogs, and they were far too good for the Melbourne Storm, who were without Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater. So the Bulldogs' defence was resolute throughout the match, and it was a big win. For New South Wales, a few worries about Robbie Farrow with that fractured hand. Will he be okay to go? He will go into camp for Laurie Daly, and they're going to assess him, but it's a huge worry, particularly as Daly has some concerns around injury charge, which will mean that Michael Ennis will be unavailable because of a grade one careless high tackle charge.
All right, Francis, talk to you again at 7:30. Thank you.
See you, Fran.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.